them jaws are his, huh?
Who, Martin?
Leave Martin alone.
Ah, you're right though. Them jaws out there, boy.
How old is Martin?
In his 50s, he got to be in his 50s.
Oh, see, that's a problem now because I got something. When we get later in the list, I got something to bring up with that. But yeah, listen, he probably doing the best he can. He can't all be Will Smith, you know, super cut.
Yeah, Martin's 58.
Oh, he's almost
60.
Yeah. Old Wasco face.
Yeah. All right.
Eating good. He kind of looks a little smaller than in.
So what do you think of the trailer? Stop talking about the man's weight now. What do you think of the trailer?
The trailer was fine.
Just fine?
You so when's like coming you out? More to say. Next year?
It's coming out in like a 2 more months.
Yeah, this summer. Yeah.
So they already this thing.
It's been in the bag.
Yeah, they've been done. They shot this. Yeah, they shot this end of last year. They're ready. You know what? I was more excited about. Oh my God, what am I doing? Why am I blinking? Bad Boys for Life, then, and this one just because I hadn't seen it in so long. I'm gonna go see it. I just didn't get super hyped from it, you know, from the trailer. Like, it was good, but I didn't get super hyped.
It looks cleaner than the other one. I mean, just from the trailer, it looks clean. It looks, I mean, if that the word for it?
Oh, yeah, they polished? All the same.
Well, yeah, first of all,
okay.
First of all, it's the first trailer. Second of all, I'm quite sure they don't want to give a lot away since the movie is literally 2 months away.
Yeah, but this is the first trailer. They just got it out. It's like, okay, we better get it. This was like trailer week for everybody. Everybody pushed all their trailers like the last week. It's like, hey, we're here.
They got,
come see us.
They got some pretty Latinas.
Yeah, of course you're gonna find that. Of course you're gonna find that.
If you like that,
I mean, it's Miami. What you got? Come on, man.
Miami.
I'm too Miami.
I'm not a Miami guy. I'm a little Manhattan guy. I'm a Tampa guy. All right.
I mean, we can drop you off in Miami for a weekend. That's all you need.
Don't get me wrong. I like Miami. Now. Don't get me wrong.
But all right. So moving from Miami, let's go back up to New York. The Frozen Empire. Talk to us. Somebody saw that. I think we got a comprehensive review coming because I'm not going to the theater to see it. So I'll wait for it to come on DVD. So you can, not DVD. Sorry, there's no physical media.
They brought the old guys back in the praise.
Yeah.
But they brought them back in Afterlife, which it was fine. It wasn't great. It was good enough.
Oh.
Frozen Empire was good enough.
So not worthy going to spend your $22 on a ticket during the middle of the day?
So here's the thing. It made about the same amount of money Afterlife made in like post pandemic for that opening weekend. It was like decent, 40 something million. It was fine. But a lot of people watched it on streaming. It was really popular on streaming because that was available for it. I think the story was good enough. They brought the old guys in when they needed to, but it was almost like, you just need to get as many of these guys as you can this time. Cause clearly that's what worked from last movie. And that's not what it did. Then try to merge in all the new people. It was just kind of a little mess.
So basically what you're saying, it should have been released on Netflix or Hulu?
I think they could. If we were still doing concurrent one, I think that would have worked out well for it.
Okay.
But we're not doing that because they're afraid of not making any money now.
Right.
But,
okay.
You know, but things look great. You know, special effects look great. You know, you want to get some good set pieces.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So they bust the ghost. How do they keep coming back?
Well, apparently from what I just saw in the trailer, which told the whole movie was that all the ghosts that they busted before all got out at the same time, and now they're there to terrorize the city. We don't know how they got out. I'm quite sure they tell us how to.
There's a whole thing. There's a thing.
So it's a ghost.
No, but
a ghost prison break.
Yeah, it's a ghost prison break. That's it.
Okay. So going back to the Martin question. So there's a picture floating around from one of the press events or whatever with Ernie Hudson, because Ernie Hudson comes back for this. Ernie Hudson is 78 years old.
Yep.
Still Ernie Hudson looks like he could bench press a Buick.
Yep. And he's
looking.
And sharp as a tack. And his interviews over the last couple of weeks have been just great. I mean, the dude is he's always been articulate. What I'm saying is that at his age and his stature and what he's doing, the dude got it still going on.
And then he tells them they didn't pay him.
They always said
they didn't pay him.
When he said how much he made off of that movie, I was like, wait, what?
And to me, the first he was, I still love his line when after the end of the movie goes, I love this town. That's the greatest line in the whole movie, man.
What did you believe in? If you pay me, I'll believe in whatever you say. Listen, it was great. I would say watch it. but you can wait for physical media and streaming. And they physical media is still there, man. Get your Blu-rays. Calm down. Y'all gonna be mad when you can't get it later.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's at least a fast movie. Like, it's way shorter than, you know, it's like 2 hours. Again, it moves fast, so that's, I never felt bored. I just, you know, I think they could have tightened the story up a little more.
Yeah.
I need a little more meat for this. A little more
heart. Right. So, yeah, like I said, I'll wait for it to come out on the digital stream for me.
Go see Doom. Clearly, that's making
Doom better. hopefully, he got paid more than the $10,000 they slid to him back in the 80s. So,
2024, I hope he got some good money. They're supposed to be trying, after Afterlife, thought they're going to kind of build the whole franchise around him. They kind of didn't do that.
No, they ain't going to do that. Come on, he's gonna be come on, they tried. Let me stop.
Don't you do it.
I'm gonna say that. They tried every diverse angle for that movie, and it's just not it's not hitting. All right, moving on. So that's, I guess, what Adrian is telling us is that we can wait.
All right.
So I guess we shall wait. And then moving on, you got X-Men 97. Did you watch it?
I watched the first two episodes, third one just dropped. Let me tell you something. For those of us who care,
okay,
which is possibly two out of the three people on this thing, I'm going to put that out there right now. I already know.
Well, all Curtis is a, it, well, hold on. Before you say your thing, I know that Curtis is a comic book guy. I just don't think he'll watch an animated series. Is that right?
I have to be in a certain kind of mood.
Okay. All right.
Because I like the X-Men from way back. Yeah. They were like one of the first ones started this whole deal. So, but I don't know. I have to be on a certain kind of
mood. Yeah, you're gonna be sitting in your apartment watching cartoons all afternoon. Because I know what the secret is. What you do yesterday? I watch cartoons. You would start them at 3 o'clock. Yeah, we started at 3 o'clock watching cartoons. All right, Mr. A, what you got on the review for that? Tell us about it.
I needed a bowl of oversugared cereal.
Yep.
I've been good to go. It was great. It's great.
Okay.
The innovation's great. It's probably one of the best. I think it looks better because I watched What If episodes. It's a different style, but I think because they were trying to match the 90s style, it just looks a little better. Story's tight. If these people are mad because they thought Disney's making the X-Men woke, you weren't paying attention, and they reminded you in these episodes, you were not paying attention.
Okay. All right.
we are standing on business. We understand that what this is about. They have people have a speech, you don't like me because I'm different. You don't want me to be here because I'm different. You torture and beat me up because I'm different. Like, yeah, I'm going to fight back.
Okay.
Standing all on right. business. Cyclops. they remind you that Cyclops is not a cop. Cyclops got raised by Professor X and Magneto. Cyclops is going to, he's going to be nice to you. Then he'll put his foot on your neck.
Okay. All right.
But no, it was excellent. And it's getting a lot of great reviews. I really want to see how the season's going. I don't know what the showrunner did to get fired, but he already wrote the first two seasons. So it's fine. We're going to go with it because so far so good. It's been excellent. And they basically walked right back into like where the show left off in the 90s. So they're going to have to do a bunch of the 80s and 90s storylines that they didn't get through in the show, because that show was very good at adapting those comics into like a fast paced kind of condensed version of those stories for people. And I think that's what made a lot of people who you didn't think like comics watch that show. And I think they all came back for this one. I think they're real excited. And it gives people a real nice reintroduction to them when they get ready to roll them into the MCU. It's not MCU related. Don't get it twisted, but you know,
anyway,
cleanse your palate.
Yeah. Well,
as Mr. A would say for his couple of reviews, I guess he's standing on business with X-Men 97. All right, so I guess you got to go out and watch it, huh?
Well, maybe.
Maybe wait for all 10 episodes to drop, finish dropping, and then you can
build. Well, I haven't watched episode 6 of Shogun yet, so I got nothing to say about that. It dropped yesterday, but I haven't got to it yet.
Yeah.
Which one?
It's raining this evening. Maybe I don't know.
These things happen.